阿门。奉主耶稣圣名开始今天的灵恩会聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our spiritual convocation service.
唱赞美诗255首。
Please sing hymn 255. Let's pray together and ask God to guide our service.
哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless all of us.
这个星期是我们皇后教会的灵恩布道会。
This week is the spiritual convocation of Queen's Church.
感谢主，小弟有这个机会来到这里跟大家一起参加。
Thank the Lord that I have this opportunity to participate here.
也有两天的时间呢，一起做访问。
And there were 2 days that I was able to do some visitations.
发现我们在这里所面临的问题也比较多。
And I realized that there are many more problems here that we face.
有经济方面的。
There are financial problems.
工作方面的。
Work problems.
也有婚姻方面的。
Also some marriage problems.
甚至也有亲子教育方面的。
And there are also some parenting problems as well.
因为大部分都是移民过来这个地方。
Because most of us immigrated here.
所以在各方面的适应啊，各种生活真的是需要求主帮助。
Therefore, there are many things to get used to, and there are many things to ask God for help.
所以第一节的时间就跟大家来谈凡事祷告。
Therefore, this first session, I would like to talk about
pray
in all things.
这个问题啊，我们都知道。
And we all know how to do this.
但是要很真实的做起来也不容易。
However, to actually do it is not a very easy task.
让祷告的生活也能够变得非常天天持续也不容易。
And it is also very difficult for to lead a prayer life that's daily.
我们就来看看圣经怎么教导我们。
Let's look at what the Bible teaches us.
请看腓立比书的第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书的第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
四章的六节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
那在这里，我们看到保罗他在福音的工作上面。
Here we can see Paul in his work of the preaching the gospel.
他特别强调有关祷告的事情。
He emphasizes on the things of prayer.
他所遭遇到的逼迫困难。
All the persecutions and difficulties he encountered.
他学会应当一无挂虑。
He learned not to have any worries.
而且他也非常投入在这个祷告的事情里面。
And he also puts himself into the things of prayer.
其实在旧约里面呢，也特别强调有关祷告的事情。
And actually, in the Old Testament, it also emphasizes on prayer.
而且祷告也成为一个在神面前侍奉的重要生活。
And prayer is playing a very important role in terms of doing work for God.
那这件事也是神特别吩咐他的选民以色列百姓要这样做。
And this is also something that God had instructed the Israelites to do.
我们来看一下《生命记》的十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 12.
生命记十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 12.
十二章，我们来看这个第五节、第六节。
Chapter 12, verse 5 and verse 6.
第五节这里啊，这里这样告诉我们了。
Here it tells us.
他说要神的百姓在神立民的居所里面生活。
It says that God wants his people to live among the place that God had designated.
那在神的有立民的居所里面做两件重要的事哦。
And in the place where he named, he wanted them to do two important things.
第五节最后一句话说。
The last phrase in verse 5 says,
要在那里求问神哦。
It says, there they will seek God and ask God.
最好的方式在神面前求问神就是祷告。
And the best thing to ask God is to pray.
那第六节讲到第二件事。
And verse 6 talks about the second thing.
要在神立民的居所里面献祭。
You must offer sacrifices in the named place by God.
祷告也是要在神立民的居所里面祷告求问神哦。
And when we pray, we also pray in the designated place by God.
献祭也要在神立民的居所里面献祭哦。
And when we offer sacrifices, we also offer it in the where he put his name, in the dwelling place.
人一旦离开神立民的居所，你的祷告、你的献祭就没有用。
Once we leave the named dwelling place of God, our offers would not be in effect.
而且神这样的吩咐，特别是放在西乃之约定里面哦。
And this instruction was particularly put into the covenant by Sinai.
所以我们从这里面可以这样了解、
So we can understand from here.
祷告可以生发出许多美好的感受和见证。
That prayer can derive many experiences and testimonies.
我们看到保罗他这样劝勉了。
We see how Paul had encouraged.
他说凡事借着祷告。
He says that everything in prayer.
我们可以献上祈求。
We can offer our request to God.
我们太多的问题要献在主耶稣面前来向他祈求。
We have so many problems that we must present in front of God and
ask from Jesus. 我们可以献上感谢。
We can offer our thanksgiving.
感恩的心。
And a heart of thanksgiving.
一切神的丰富对我们是一种感恩感谢。
Everything abundantly given by God should be in thanks.
当我们软弱做错了。
When we are weak and we do wrong.
我们可以献上我们的悔改啊。
We can offer our repentance.
甚至我们也可以为更多的人事物来代求啊。
And we can even pray for many things and people.
所以凡事祷告就 教导我们任何事都可以在神面前做一个祷告。
So it says that put everything in prayer teaches us we can pray about anything.
对，这真是一个很重要的感受哎。
And this is a very important experience. 哎，
有一次，一个传道人跟负责人呐、啊，到一个地方去开拓。
There is one time when a pastor and a board member went to a place to pioneer that place.
神的圣灵在那边做工。
And God's Holy Spirit was working among them.
但是那边只有一户老信徒啊，住在那里。
But at that place, there was only one old member, living there.
其他都是不是教会的人呢、啊、
？And all the others were not from church.
所以接待的重担就在这一户老信徒家身上。
So the work of hospitality lies on this, this family.
啊，有一次、啊，这个老姐妹啊，她就。吃完饭就这样讲。
And one time after a meal, this older sister says.
她说这是我最后一只老公鸡了。
He says that this is my very last rooster.
她只用一个公鸡啊，来接待我们呢。
And she uses this rooster to to
鸡啊，我们吃的鸡肉的鸡啊。
Oh, this chicken.
它是公的啊。
She uses this chicken to to.Show her hospitality.
因为只有剩下一只母的老母鸡了。
And then there's also one female chicken left.
所以吃完饭，他的接待以后啊，祷告的时候，他这样要求啊。
So after the meal and after the prayer, she had this request.
然后说要为我的母鸡祷告。
She says to pray for my female chicken.
那个公的你们刚才吃了，我用来接待了。
Because the male chicken that I have, I used it to show hospitality to you. So pray for my old chicken.
不然你们下一次来，我不知道拿什么接待没有了。
Otherwise, if you come again, I don't know what to take out to offer you.
我们准备要祷告。
So we were about to pray.
这个教会的负责人他没办法祷告，一直笑，哪有为母鸡祷告呢？
And this board member, he kept laughing because he thought it was silly to pray for a chicken.
我心里想啊，这个那个传道心里想啊。
So this pastor thought to himself.
既然凡事都可以祷告，那不妨祷告看看呢。
And he thought, if we can pray about anything, why not pray about this?
真的祷告哦。
So they really prayed.
那个老姐妹很用力祷告哦。
And that older sister prayed really hard.
非常有那一颗心。
She really had the heart.
结果隔了两个月再过来的时候。
So 2 months later when we visit again.
哇，那个老姐妹说这一只老母鸡我杀来给你们吃了。
And she says, I will kill this chicken that I have for you to use.
哇，那个传道跟那个负责人呐、啊，不敢吃哎，因为吃完就没有了。
And that pastor and the board member was afraid to eat it because if they eat it, then there's no more.
那个老姐妹说不用担心。
And that older sister says, "Don't worry."
上一次祷告为老母鸡啊，感谢主。
Last time when we prayed for this chicken, thank God, God had blessed.
那个老姐妹看这些教会工人没有吃啊，就干脆带他们到机房去看。
And when the older sister saw that these workers would not eat it, she brought them over to the hen house.
结果老母鸡生了72粒蛋，而且很多小鸡也长了一个月。
And this chicken had laid 72 eggs, and there were many little chicks that were born.
你到鸡场去看看，有没有一只母鸡可以生72粒蛋的？有的话，跟我们讲一下。
If you ever go to a chicken house and see a chicken that lays 72 eggs, please tell us.
通常十几粒、二十几粒，这个母鸡就已经很厉害了。
Usually, it is very good if the chicken can lay at about 10 to 20
eggs. 而且72粒蛋都没有坏掉，全部孵化成那个小鸡。
And all these 72 eggs had chicks coming out of it.
哇，原来，用作神的工作，你为母鸡祷告也可以的。
So if you're praying about God's work, you could also pray for chicken.
看完以后，那个传道就跟那个负责赶快回来，很认真把那个老母鸡给吃光，可以吃了。
So this pastor and the board member, after they saw this, they came back and really ate the chicken that they had prepared.
那个老姐妹跟那个负责人说：“你看，也可以为母鸡祷告哦，你不能再偷笑哦。”
So this older sister said to the board member, "See, you can pray for the chicken. Don't laugh next time."
凡是好事，我们都可以在神面前祷告祈求哎。
We can pray for anything that is good.
那保罗要强调的也是这样。
And this is what also what Paul wanted to emphasize.
如果我们站在福音的工作上
，If we stand firm for the sake of the gospel,
站在宗教信仰的一个立场上来看
，If we stand in the standpoint of the religion,
我们有太多的事情一定要交托在主面前，凡事祷告。
We have so many things that we need to put in front of God and pray in everything.
只是我们有没有这份心？
But do we have this heart?
那我们用什么样的态度来到他面前祷告呢？
And what kind of attitude do we have when we pray in front of him?
是例行性的，是形式呢，还是用心的那一种呢？
Is it a routine prayer or is it something that we put our heart into?
它这个内容就不同了。
This content would be different.
那我们就根据腓立比书第四章。
So let's go according to Philippians chapter 4.
我们在这个里面来提出勉励。
And we shall use this as our mutual encouragement.
然后来看看，并且了解在祷告中的见证所生发出来的一些信仰生活。
And through this, we can see the life of faith through prayer.
我们凡事祷告。
We must pray in all things.
如果神厌重。
If God
喜欢了厌重。
If God is pleased.
那我们会有什么样的生活、信仰生活显现呢
？What kind of life of faith will we have？
我们就来做一个分享。
Let's use this as a sharing。
好，让我们在祷告的时候啊，更加愿意也投入这样的祷告生活里面。
So that in our prayers, we can also use this attitude and present it in our daily life。
凡事祷告会生发出什么样的见证生活？
What kind of testimony in our lives will we have if we pray in all things?
第一个，我们来看第四节。
First, let's read verse 4.
这里说你们要靠主常常喜乐。
Here it says, rejoice in the Lord always.
保罗又在说你们要喜乐。
And Paul says it again, you must rejoice.
然后第十节又说我靠主大大喜乐。
And verse 10 also says that I rejoice greatly in the Lord.
所以这里讲到一个凡事祷告生发出的见证生活，第一个喜乐的生活。
So here it tells us that a life that we would have in prayer is a life of rejoicing.
应该我们在祷告里面真的达到神面前的时候
，When our prayer really reaches God，
那种祷告是一种喜乐的祷告。
That kind of prayer is a joyful prayer，
而不是那种痛苦有重担。
It is not a prayer with suffer and toil。
因为我们愿意到神面前交托任何问题，然后。感受到一种喜乐的见证啊
！Because we're able to present to God all of our problems and thank God for everything in our prayer.
我们来看罗马书十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 14.
罗马书的十四章。
Book of Romans, chapter 14.
十四章的十七节。
Chapter 14, verse 17.
十七节。
Verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，乃只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
神的国就是讲着属灵的信仰生活了。
The kingdom of God is talking about the life in our spiritual life.
不在乎吃喝哎。
It is not about drinking and eating.
吃喝是一般世人追求所享受的物质生活。
Drinking and eating is something that people in this world pursue after.
我们也吃喝，但是不是那种放纵肉体情欲的生活。
We also eat and drink, but it is not of those that is of the flesh.
只在乎神里面的公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
We only emphasize on the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
公义是一种正直的生活。
Righteousness, a righteous life is a life of straight path.
是活在神里面道理的一种生活。
It is a life where we live in the Word of God.
那和平是一种遵循神道理之后一种平安的生活见证。
And peace is something that we gain after living a life of godly life.
遵守神的道理，人与人之间相处和平呢。
When we obey the words of God, we have harmony between people.
遵守神的道理，人跟神之间也是和平相处啊。
If we live according to God's words, our relationship with God is also peaceful.
更重要的就是圣灵中的喜乐。
And the most important is joy in the Holy Spirit.
也就是属灵的快乐。
It's also a spiritual joy.
那谈到属灵的快乐跟世上肉体的快乐，这个就有差别了。
There is a difference between the joy in spirit and the happiness in life.
这个就是所谓的信仰的价值观的问题了。
And there's a value standpoint of faith.
啊，我们发现有的人真的喜欢祷告。
We notice that there are people who really loves to pray.
而且越祷告越快乐。
And you can see that the more they pray, the happier they get.
有的人比较惧怕祷告。
There are some people who are afraid of praying.
要祷告的时候故意跑厕所。
At the time of prayer, they would purposely go to the bathroom.
或者找什么事情做。
Or they find something to do.
快要按铃就跑出来。
And when the bell rings, then they appear again.
那你这种祷告啊，就不太好。
And this kind of prayer is not so great.
不是那种想追求圣灵中喜乐的祷告。
It is not a prayer where you want to pursue after the joy in the Holy Spirit.
是世上的喜乐好呢，还是在神面前的喜乐好呢？
Is it better to have the happiness of the world or the joy in the Lord?
如果我们常常祷告，
If we often pray,
就会多多体验属灵属世的见证生活。
We would often experience a life of testimony in the spirit and in this world.
第二种啊，凡是借着祷告会生发出什么样的见证生活呢？
The second type of life we would have through prayer would be.
我们来看这个以腓立比书第四章的八节九节。
Let's turn back to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 and verse 9.
第八节。
Verse 8.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
那我们再来看这个第九节。
And let's turn to verse 9.
你们在我身上所学习的、所领受、所听见、所看见的这些事，你们都要去行。是平安的神就必与你们同在。
Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
凡事借着祷告。
We should pray in all things.
你就会感受到第二种生活。
You will experience a second type of
life. 就是美善的生活。
Which is a life of goodness.
所以保罗说，你们看到这些可以效法的对象。
And Paul says, you see all these things that you can.
不论是在什么德行，
no matter what it is.
在信仰上面，
in faith.
在种种的好的事情上面，
in all things that are good.
要效法，
you need to follow.
甚至保罗说要效法他。
And Paul even says to follow.
那这些事你们要去行哦。
Says all things you must practice.
是平安的神就必与你们同在。
And the God of peace will be with you.
我们今天不是要效法世界上的影星啊、歌星或者运动明星啊。
Today we are not to follow those entertainers or sport.
而是要效法美善的事，神会纪念的那些人或事。
But to follow those goodness that God has entrusted to us.
但是这种学习啊，要在祷告里面啊，能够有一种激励。
But we need to learn from this through our prayers.
其实效法它有两种方式的模式。
Following an example has two different levels.
一种是你觉得比较有在教会有好的模范的人呢、啊，你可以向着他学习。
And the first type is if we see someone in church who has a good example, we can learn from them.
因为台湾传道有100多个。
Because in Taiwan, there are about more than 100 pastors. And we realize that some pastors, because they respect some of the older elders, so they would follow their example in preaching.
他就觉得我要像他一样的这种方式。
They would feel like they should talk like them.
这个叫做仿效。
But this was, this is more imitating.
那另外一种效那个效法是一种有比较具有创意的。
And another type of following example is more creative.
那这种学习啊，就必须要有一个自己的一种风格。
And this, you need to have your own, your own ways.
那个就显出特质叫 character.
Your own character.
不过。不要离开圣经的一种标准、啊、
but do not depart from the standards of the Bible.
所以效法，我们会看到有两种模式在激励你做一个学习。
So following an example, we can see that there's different levels.
但是重点是要效法神喜悦的人事，然后给我们做一个帮助。
The most important is to follow what's pleasing to God, whether in people or things.
保罗常常这样勉励啊。
Paul often encourages.
你们要效法我，如同效法耶稣基督一样。
You should imitate me like you, imitating Christ.
哎，这个学习过程就是一种建立美善的生活了。
And this learning experience is to establish a life of goodness.
那我们有这种感动，我们就在祷告里面求主成全了。
If we are moved in this way, then we should ask God in our
prayers. 所以凡事借着祷告会建立一个美善的生活。
So if we rely anything, everything on prayer, then we would establish a life of goodness.
平安的神就必与我们同在。
The God of peace will be with us.
那第三个，凡事借着祷告会有怎么样的生活呢？
And what is the third thing that we would gain in our life?
在还没有谈到这里的时候，我们来看一个经文。
Before we go into that, let's look at a Bible verse.
请看诗篇101篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 101.
诗篇的101篇。
Psalms 101.
第二节。
Verse 2.
101篇第二节。
Psalms 101, verse 2.
大卫作诗祷告神这样说。
And David made a psalm praying to God in this way.
我要用智慧行完全的道。
I will use wisdom to perform a perfect.
最后一句话是我要存完全的心行在我家中。
I will walk in my house with a blameless heart.
当大卫软弱的时候，
when David is weak,
当他犯错的时候，
when he make a mistake,
他作诗祷告神才了解，哎呀，我应该要用神的智慧来行事。
And he realizes in his prayer that he must use God's
wisdom to do things. 我应该要存完全的心行在神的家中。
He must have a perfect heart to a blameless heart.
那这是在祷告里面的一种悔改。
And this is a type of repentance in prayer.
在祷告里面的一种感动，一种回转。
It is a return and a movement in a prayer.
愿意在祷告中被神的灵感动，建立一个美善的生活。
He's willing to be moved by God in his prayer and to establish a life of goodness.
不是嘴巴讲讲说我要改就好了，没力量了。
Not just saying that you would change in your lips and you don't have any strength.
我们再来看第三种生活。
Let's look at the third type of life.
凡事借着祷告。
Prayer in everything.
会生发出什么样的见证生活呢？
What kind of life would you lead?
我们来看腓立比书四章的十一节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 11.
十一节说：“我并不是因缺乏说这话。”
Says I'm not saying this because I am in need.
我无论在什么境况都可以知足。
He says I've learned to be content in whatever.
这是我已经学会了。
And this is something that he has already learned.
所以凡事借着祷告，你就会有什么样的见证生活呢？
And what kind of life would you lead if we pray in everything?
就是会有知足的生活了。
You will have a life of content.
人的欲望情欲啊，是很多而且很可怕的。
And the desire of men is many and it is very dangerous.
为什么有时候有些人会有一个婚外情或外遇呢？
Why is it sometimes people would have affairs outside
of their marriage? 他就是因为对现在这个婚姻啊觉得不满足，
It is because they are not satisfied with their current marriage.
所以他才有给自己有个这个机会往外面找。
That is why they gave themselves an opportunity to find someone else.
甚至制造机会跟其他人接触。
And they find opportunity to encounter other people.
为什么？
Why?
他不满足于现状的婚姻生活。
He is not satisfied with his current marriage.
最后他才会有一个行为的偏差。
And that is why.He would indulge himself.
但是在神里面的祷告会让我们建立一个知足的生活。
But the prayer in God will help us establish a life of content.
保罗过去没有信主，他在社会一直打拼啊，所以成为加马列门下的一个得意门生啊。
And Paul, before he believed, he was working in this world, and he became a very good student of Gamaliel.
他受过三种文化的教育。
He had been educated in three different cultures.
第一种是罗马文化。
The first was Roman.
第二种是当代最好的思想学说希腊文化。
And the second one was the best education in Greece, Greek education.
Greek culture.
Greek culture.
第三种是犹太文化。
And the third was Jewish culture.
一个人要接受这种三种教育， 然后在社会上有自己的身份地位不简单。
And for a person to receive all these education and to have his status in this society,
保罗就是这种人。
And Paul was this kind of person.
所以他后来就有这个权柄，可以迫害神的教会、神的基督徒。
So he was able to have the authority to persecute Christians and God's
people. 他要关谁就关谁，迫害谁就迫害谁。
He had the power to put anybody in jail.
但是他信主以后，他这些全部都没有了。
But after he believed in Christ, he lost all things.
他在社会上的地位身份不见了。
All of the status in society has disappeared.
但是他信主之后，知道自己是神的工人了。
But after he believed in God, he knew that he was a worker of God.
而是别人迫害他。
And his others who would persecute him.
但是他并不有别样的想法。
But he did not have any other thoughts.
他不再有权柄。
He no longer has
不再有社会地位。
No longer has status.
不再有那个世人要追求享受的生活。
He no longer has the life that others would envy.
但是他努力为福音工作。
But he worked diligently.
凡事借着祷告，然后得到神的这个喜欢。
And he pleases God through praying and everything.
带领更多的人信主。
And he brought more people to believe.
建立许多的教会。
And established many churches.
这不简单。
This was not an easy.
我们多少人贪恋世界的一切。
So many of us love the world.
所以一直不知足，不满足。
So we're never satisfied.
有人啊会问啊，你是哪一种民族啊？
Some people might ask.What culture are you from?
我们的信徒有的回答说我是感谢主的。
And some of our members would say, I am from the tribe of Thanksgiving.
也有的回答开玩笑说我是存款不足啊。
And some people would say that I am the tribe of lacking in money.
那个主啊，那个谐音哦，所以会造成一些轻松的话。
And because in the Chinese language, this would cause some casual
talks. 那在这里强调的是知足哎。
But here is talking about.
现在保罗什么都没有。
Paul has nothing.
但是他忠心为主传。
But he faithfully preached.
受逼迫，受鞭打。
He was persecuted and he was beaten.
有时候没有饭吃，他还要自己做木工来赚钱，继续传福音。
And sometimes when he lacks money, he would have to work as a carpenter.
或者编织帐篷呢。
Or he would build tents.
但是他很知足哎。
But he is very content.
什么景况丰富卑贱，饥饿。吃饱他都学会知足了。
He's learned to be content in all circumstances.
知足很重要。
It is very important to be content.
在祷告中神同工啊，你就会知足感恩满足的心。
In our prayer, if God works with us, then we would have a heart of content.
没有知足很可怕。
It is very scary if we're not
content. 我们来看一下提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
第六章的三节到五节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 3 to 5.
这里就是传讲有一些人离开神的道理啊。
Here it talks about how some people had departed from God's word.
然后自高自大。
And they become pride.
专好争辩的言辞。
And they would have words of controversy.
甚至生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤的心。
And this results in envy, strife.
那这些人的结局啊，在第九节、第十节。
And the conclusion of these people is listed in
那这些人都想要急速发财。
All of these people wanted to get rich.
这个陷入在迷惑跟罪的网罗里面。
And they're trapped in foolishness and harmful desires.
那甚至在自己的私欲里面沉沦了。
And they fell in their desires.
那这些人的表现就是贪心贪财了。
And these people's action are greed in money.And greed in everything.
其实保罗分析这些人怎么会离开主。
So Paul analyzes why these people departed from the Lord.
这些人甚至不来信主。
And these people even did not come to believe in God.
最重要有一个原因呢。
The most important reason is.
我们来看那个六节到八节。
Let's look at verse 6.
这里说敬虔要加上知足的心，便是大力了。
And here it says that contentment should have.
说我们敬拜神的心要有知足哎。
So when we worship God, we should have a heart of contentment.
所以第七节这里说，我们来到世界没有带什么，离开也带不了什么。
So verse 7 tells us we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it. Verse 8 says,
有衣有食就当知足。
We should be content if we have food.
我们一切的努力生活，也就是为了有衣有食嘛。
And we have strived for everything so that we can have food and clothing.
哎，我们努力够用，感谢主。
If we strive hard and we have enough, then we
thank God. 就算赚的很多，也是感谢主。
And if we make a lot, then we also thank God.
赚的不多，也感谢主。
And if we don't make enough, then we also thank
God. 但是这中间一定要学会知足感恩的心了。
But whatever it is, we need to have a heart of thanksgiving.
我们有的人已经做的很多，赚的很多，就是不知足哎。
And some of us, we may make a lot of money, but we are not satisfied.
所以那个就会陷入在私欲、贪心。
And this will help, make us fall into evil desires and greediness.
凡是借着祷告，我们就会得到圣灵的感动，知道该怎么做。
If we pray in everything, then we would be moved by the Holy Spirit, and we would know what to do.
我们再来看这个腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn back to Philippians chapter 4.
十三节。
Verse 13.
这里说，我靠着那加给我力量的主，凡事都能做。
Since I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
凡事祷告就会生发出得力量的生活了。
If we pray in everything, then we will gain a life of strength.
哇，这个很重要啊。
It is very important.
我们有时有疾病。
Sometimes we are sick.
有时有困难。
Sometimes we encounter difficulties.
有时有迷惑。
Sometimes we are puzzled, confused.
Temptation.
And we have temptation.
有时候我们有我们不能做的事。
And there are things that we cannot do.
哎，我们觉得很无力感啊。
And we are feeling weak.
怎么办？
What should we do?
我们要很虔诚地来到主的面前，祷告。
We must pray in front of God in godliness.
在祷告里面求主为我们定夺。
And in our prayer, we ask God to help us.
求主帮助我们。
Ask God to give us an answer.
真的，我们祷告到神的面前，他垂听了，就有一种力量的生活见证了。
So when we come in front of God and pray, and He listens, then we gain strength in our life.
所以我们看到旧约里面很多的神的仆人啊，先知也有体验主是我力量的一种见证。
So in the Old Testament, we also see many prophets who had experienced God as their strength.
这个是一个很重要的学习。
This is a very important teaching.
我们要懂得真的祷告靠主的力量。
We really need to rely on God and pray.
我们过去不注意。
In the past, we are.
我们过去缺乏祷告。
Lacking in prayer, and we don't pay attention.
我们过去缺乏祷告。
And in the past, we lack in prayer.
所以我们发现，我们决定很多事情的时候都是错。
So we realize that many things that we make.Decisions are wrong.
但是我们要对我们自己所做的事情负责。
But we must take responsibility in all things that we do.
所以我们要把所有的事陈明在神的面前，借着祷告求主成全加添力量。
So we must present everything in front of God and ask God to give us strength in our prayers.
这是在凡事祷告里面一个很好的见证生活。
And this is a very good life that we lead in prayer in everything.
我们再来看这个腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn back to Philippians chapter 4.
十八节到十九节。
Verse 18 to 19.
十八节，保罗说：“我样样都有。”
Paul says, "I have everything."
而且有剩余。
And I have even.
我已经很充足了。
Says I am a very abundant.
我从工人以巴弗提接受你们的帮助。
Says I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts that you sent.
腓立比教会是保罗在欧洲建立的第一间教会。
The Philippi Church was the first church that Paul established in Europe.
然后每一次保罗在外地传福音，他们都派人送钱给他，继续做福音的工作。
So every time Paul is outside preaching the gospel, they would send someone to give him money.
所以保罗把腓立比教会爱心的帮助。
So Paul sees this help that they give through love.
让他在福音的工作上继续前进努力。
So that he will be able to strive forward in preaching the gospel.
他把他们爱心的帮助当作极美的香气啊，献给神呢，做祭物哎。
And he had regarded this love that they give as a pleasing aroma and offer it to God.
所以这个极美的香气就是讲一个好行为了。
And this lovely aroma is talking about the good deeds.
所以我们借着祷告可以建立一个好行为的生活。
And through prayer, we can establish a life of good deeds.
一个爱祷告的人，
a person who loves to pray,
他懂得怎么去查验神的旨意、神的工作。
He knows how to seek after the will of God and the work of God.
他如果被圣灵充满，他会顺着神的这个美好的旨意工作来 去做好他的。
And through the fullness of the Holy Spirit, he will follow the flow of God's work.
所以他这个人才就会显出极美的香气，好行为的见证。
So this person would build a good aroma and have good testimony.
尤其是存心在祷告里面要这样做。
Especially if a person have a pure heart in prayer.
所以主耶稣这样勉励啊。
So the Lord Jesus encourages.
他说门徒们就是世上的光，世上的盐呢。
Says the disciples are the light of this world and the salt of
this world. 所以你们个人不要躲在这个灯台下，这个灯躲下，而是要在山上，在这个灯台上面照亮其他人。
So do not hide underneath the lampstand, but be on top of the mountain and be the light shining upon everyone.
我们来看一下马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第五章十六节。
Chapter 5, verse 16.
我们看十五节哈。
Let's turn to verse 15.
人点灯不放在斗底下。
And people light the lamp and they do not put it under a bowl.
在灯台上就照亮一家的人。
Instead, they put it on the stand so that it gives light to everyone in the house. Verse 16.
你们的光也当这样照在人前。
In the same way, let your light shine before men.
叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in
heaven. 所以极美的香气就表达了一个人的好行为。
So pleasing aroma represents the good deeds of man.
然后可以把这样的好行为当作祭物献给神，而且荣耀神。
So you could take this good deeds, offer it to God, and glorify His name.
啊，这是一个很重要的，在祷告里面生发出的其中一个见证。
And this is a very important testimony that we can give through
prayer. 我们以上提了五个在祷告里面会生发出的美好见证的生活。
So we had mentioned five different points in having a life of prayer.
我们有一个姐妹在一个高中里面上班。
We have a sister who works in a high school.
然后她是在高中里面的厨房部里面上班。
And she works in the department of food services in the high school.
Kitchen,
in the kitchen.
High school of kitchen. 那里头有工作在里面那个部门有将近二十个。
There is about 20 people in this the kitchen.
他们每一个礼拜会轮一次，要去采买。
And once a week, they would take turns to purchase food.
买那些菜啊，回来煮，大家一起煮，然后煮给四千多个学生吃。
They would buy food to cook for 4,000 some students.
大部分被安排的人员啊，出去都会跟那个菜商啊勾结。
And most people who are sent to purchase these food would have some sort of.
比如说，他一天买五万块。
For example, if they buy $50,000 a day,
3万块、2万块就放到自己口袋。
And they only spend $30,000, and they would put $20,000 in their pockets.
他们跟那个菜商讲好，那我实际买5万块，哎，3万块，但是你开收据给我5万块。
They would tell the vendors that I only bought $30,000, but please
write $30,000
in your receipt. And these vendors were willing to do so.
因为这个是一个很大的生意啊。
Because this is a very big business.
他们每一个人轮流一个礼拜负责买一次菜。
And each person would take turns once a week.
你看那个要吃的人四千多个不得了哎。
And there's 4,000 some people, very many people.
每一个都是这样做。
And every single one does the same thing.
只有我们这个姐妹。
Only this sister of ours.
她不这样做。
She does not do so.
她跟菜商说啊，你照实际的开价钱，然后我会常常在你这里买，没有关系。
And she would tell the vendor that just write the exact amount on the receipt, and I would still come back often to buy from
you. 所以很多菜商就跟这个姐妹讲：“哎呀，你好笨啊，应该可以赚钱，你不赚啊。”
So a lot of vendors would tell the sister that you are very foolish. You should make some money for yourself.
结果她就说：“我是真耶稣教会信徒，我不能这样做。”
So she says, "I am the member of True Jesus Church. I cannot
do this. 我不能贪心。
I can't be greedy."
哎，甚至同事也说。你如果没有这样做，你不要出卖我们，不然我们要整你哦。
So even her coworker said, since you're not doing this, do not leak out the information, otherwise we.
然后我们这个姐妹就祷告。
So the sister of ours prayed.
因为工作的单位太黑暗了。
because this is such a dark area in the workplace.
对，就他就跟他们说，你们做你们的，我做我的，我不会出卖你们。
So she says, you do your thing, and I do according to my way.
菜商笑他，同事也笑他。
So the vendors laughed at her, and her coworkers laughed
at her. 这么笨啊，怎么不多赚一点呢、啊、
？Why are you so foolish? Why aren't you making
money for yourself? 但是她常常祷告反省自己，知道心中有神。
So she often prayed and she examines herself and she knows she
has God. 她要过一个喜乐的生活。
She wants to lead a life of
joy. 美善的生活。
Life of goodness.
知足的生活。
Life of contentment.
得力量的生活。
Life of strength.
有好行为的生活。
And the life of good deeds.
结果过了一年。
And after 1 year.
哎，学校就查到。
And the school had.
原来厨房的部门在贪污。
They had investigated that the kitchen.
结果在调查的时候。
Had received bribes.
同事都说我们都有贪污，但是有一个人没有贪污，你不能办他。
And the coworker says we all did the bad things, but one person
did not. 我们那个姐妹没有讲哎。
But that sister actually did not.
是同事说这个人一毛钱都不贪。
It is the coworkers that said.
因为
他
是真耶稣教会的信徒。
Because she is a member of True Jesus Church.
然后蔡商学校也到蔡商那边去查。
And the school also went to do some research in the vendors.
蔡商也说啊，有一个人不能办。
And the vendors also said one person.
因为他是真耶稣教会的信徒。
Because she is the member of True Jesus Church.
叫某某某。
And her name is.
哇，感谢主。
And thank God.
我们姐妹每天有凡事祷告的生活。
Our sister had a life of daily prayer.
所有的人被炒鱿鱼，只有留下我们这个姐妹在厨房部。
Everyone else was fired except for this particular student.
学校看她忠心。
The school thought she was faithful.
所以以后就把她提拔为厨房部的部长，主要的负责人。
So she became the main person in this kitchen.
然后再带领将近二十个人做她的部下。
And she had led about 20 people as her workers.
因为现在这个社会有很多都是共同贪心或者共同做恶事啊，你要生活不容易啊。
Because in this world, there are many people who do bad things together. It's hard to live.
但是借着凡事祷告，她行出基督徒美好的见证生活。
But because she prayed in everything, she had built a beautiful life as a Christian.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless everyone.
我们这一堂就到这边结束。
And this concludes this session.
我们休息十分钟就开始第二堂。
Let's rest for 10 minutes and begin the second
session. 我们一堂时间只有五十分钟。
And each session is 50 minutes.
不长。
It's not long.
一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.